You know, just going to take it day to day, see how everything heals up and how it feels. I'm going to approach it just like every other game week. I'm going to go in, watch my film, make sure I know everything that's in the game plan. And, you know, when the time comes around and the decision has to be made, you know, to be in Coach Arian's hands, and I trust his decision. You know, if he thinks I'm ready to go, I'll definitely be prepared mentally and physically to go and play.
Can you kind of take us through what happened from your perspective and your emotions as you went through it?
There was a punt, and I was going down to cover, and I came in to try and make a tackle on Sproles. And when the play was over with, I got up and kind of could feel my hand was kind of numb and took a look at it, and there was blood coming out of the glove. So I go to the sideline. I tell the trainer that, you know, I think, you know, I may have broke my nail or something. And he takes me to the sideline, and we go to the back. They take the opportunity to cut the glove off, and as he's doing it, I'm asking, you know, the doctor if I'm going to get a chance to play or go back. And, you know, he hits me with the look like, probably not. And when he pulls the glove off, it's pretty much severed at the top. Nail and everything is completely gone, and it was all inside of the glove still. So it was pretty devastating for myself, because I mean, it was a very close ball game. You know, it was 7-7 at that point, and you know, it's a big game that, you know, I wanted to be a part of and wanted to do everything I could to help my teammates win. You know, I was thinking more about them and being more upset about that than I was pretty much about my finger. But you know, this kind of stuff happens, and you know, everybody stepped in, and we just have to move forward from here.
Did it take a while to set in what actually happened? Because, you know, like sometimes, you know, you go and you're like shocked at what it is.
Yeah, I don't really think it set in until this morning. You know, I was joking around in the hospital, because, you know, it had me some pretty good stuff to help me get through the pain. So I was joking around with the guy and taking pictures and laughing with him. It really didn't set in until this morning when I got here and we took the gauze off and got it cleaned up here. And I actually got to see that, you know, it was the same length as my index finger. So it was pretty shocking to see it that way. But, you know, this type of stuff happens, you know. Guys end up with bad biceps, bad shoulders, bad fingers. I mean, it's just a part of the game that a lot of the fans, you know, don't get opportunity to see. They think, you know, it's just a fun game. We go out and play, which it is. But it does, you know, require high risk, and it comes with it. You know, that's something that we have to accept. And, you know, when opportunity comes and things like this happen and our team need us on the next Sunday, if we can play, then we got to dress up and go out there and do it. It's our job.
I was going to say, what, besides you, pain tolerance this week, what would be the determining factor if you can play, just how it heals or if infection or what?
Yeah. I mean, the big part of it is infection, just because the bone was exposed once I pulled it out of the glove and everything. So they wanted to make sure that they got everything clean and got the stitches put in it well. So, I mean, I guess the infection part of it would be a big part, but also the pain tolerance as well. But I think, you know, the infection will probably be the number one thing that decides if I would be able to go or not.
Describe the pain.
I don't really know if there's a word I can describe it. It's pretty much the worst pain that I've had in football since I've been playing. As far as injuries, I've been lucky enough not to have any major injuries. But to have someone to have to, you know, chip away at your bone and dig into it to get it to the point to where they could cover it back up was pretty painful the night after.
could you see on video what happened?
You really couldn't see it on video. I just saw I was going down, engaged on a blocker, and separated to make the tackle. And then when I got up, I was in like a, you know, in a kneeling position looking at my hand, because I could tell then something was wrong. But, you know, the film was just too far off to get such a, you know, a detailed thing as far as your finger, you know. And so they're trying to get so much stuff in that one clip of the footage.
So you're not even sure how it happened?
Yeah, I'm not even sure how it happened. I mean, if I had to take a guess, I would say maybe it dug into the pavement there, or the turf, and kind of snapped back and broke it that way, if I had to guess, because the glove wasn't torn or ripped. So that makes me think that it didn't get caught in a face mask or a cleat stepped on it.
I know you were kind of joking about it at the beginning, but what do you think about the notoriety you've gotten nationally already over something like this?
I mean, you know, it's a different injury. You know, we hear about ACLs, we hear about, you know, shoulder separations or different things like that. But, you know, for someone to actually lose a part of their finger, and that's something that you can't really just go and put back on, you know what I mean? It's gone, and it'd be something that I would be without and something I have to adjust to. But, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, it got 9 more, and we just move forward with it.
How does it change your actual job? I mean, like, using your hands. Have you thought about, like, what you can and can't do now?
I don't think it changes the job too much at all. I mean, as a football player, and when it has to do with the football, you catch the ball, you know, between your thumbs and your index finger anyway. So, I mean, your middle finger, I mean, I don't know pretty much what it's used for unless it's just the extra grip and making a tackle. So, I mean, probably wasn't getting used for anything good anyway.